Week 19, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God my King, I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised, his greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness, age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How great is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 144 continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. Psalm 144 concluded. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds, the Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name for ever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. My son, pay attention to my words. Listen carefully to what I say. A reading from the prophet Hosea, chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. But the more I called to them, the further they went from me. They have offered a sacrifice to the Baals, and set their offerings smoking before the idols. I myself taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms. Yet they have not understood that I was the one looking after them. I led them with reins of kindness, with leading strings of love. I was like someone who lifts an infant close against his cheek. Stooping down to him, I gave him his food. They will have to go back to Egypt. Assyria must be their king, because they have refused to return to me. The sword will rage through their towns, wiping out their children, glutting itself inside their fortresses. My people are diseased through their disloyalty. They call on Baal, but he does not cure them. Ephraim, how could I part with you? Israel, how could I give you up? How could I treat you like Admah, or deal with you like Zeboim? My heart recoils from it. My whole being trembles at the thought. I will not give rein to my fierce anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God, not man. I am the Holy One in your midst. I have no wish to destroy. They will follow behind the Lord. He will be roaring like a lion. How he will roar! And his sons will come speeding from the west. They will come speeding from Egypt like a bird, speeding from the land of Assyria like a dove, and I will settle them in their homes. It is the Lord who speaks. A responsory from Hosea 11. My heart recoils from it, my whole being trembles at the thought. I will not give rein to my fierce anger, for I am God, not man. I have loved you with an unchanging love, and now in mercy I have drawn you to myself. I will not give rein to my fierce anger, for I am God, not man. A reading from the Dialogue of St. Catherine of Siena on Divine Providence. Sweet Lord, graciously turn your pitying eyes on your people, on the mystical body of your Church. If you spare the multitude of your creatures, greater glory will attend your holy name than I alone could offer. I am a wretched woman who has grievously offended your Majesty. How could I be consoled if I were to enjoy the fullness of life while your people were in the midst of death? How could I endure the sight of your lovely bride enveloped in the darkness produced by my sins and by the sins of others? I therefore earnestly request, as a special grace, the exercise of that supreme charity which prompted you to make a man in your own image and likeness. What inspired you or persuaded you to grant man such dignity? It was love alone which made you care for your creature. You were, so to speak, possessed by love. I see clearly that man by his own sinfulness deserved to lose that dignity which you accorded him. Quickened by the same love, you wished to reconcile man to yourself. You gave us the Word, your only begotten Son, who acted as an intermediary between us and yourself. He punished us as we deserved, and at the same time bore the burden of all our sins and iniquities in accordance with the obedience which you, Eternal Father, imposed on him when you bade him take on our human form. Such depths of charity cannot be plumbed. What heart is so hard that it can maintain its independence virtually unmoved when it contemplates the descent of God's grandeur into the depths of that dejected condition which is the measure of our humanity? Our nature mirrors yours as your nature mirrors ours, because of the union effected in man when the eternal Godhead was cloaked in the wretched darkness and feeble substance of Adam's flesh. How did this come about? Your ineffable love was responsible. Relying on that same inestimable love, I humbly beg your Majesty, with all the strength of my soul, that you graciously pity your wretched creatures. A responsory from Psalm 100. My song is of mercy and justice. I sing to you, O Lord. I walk in the way of perfection. O when, Lord, will you come? I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will walk in the way of perfection. O when, Lord, will you come? Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, we confidently call you Father as well as Lord. Renew your Spirit in our hearts, make us ever more perfectly your children, so that we may enter upon the inheritance you have promised us. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.